You are listening to Building with Build Her, where we talk about all things building, whether it be building or renovating your dream home or developing for profit. We believe that building done the right way is fun. I'm Rebecca from Build Her Collective. Join us as we explore all aspects of this journey.
Today's podcast is really inspired by a conversation I was having with a lovely lady, and she's part of our Developers Masterclass, or is now. She had one of those points in time where she had to choose between going to a work event where she would be paid to present or be a speaker, and to come to our weekend intensive and kind of really step into developing for profit and take the opportunities. And the interesting thing about that is it really makes you put the priorities in order. It's like, what is actually more important? Is it more important that you continue down the path that you're on and you have a great career, but there was something about it that she was finding, you know, wasn't as fulfilling as she wanted or reaching her financial goals, and she wanted to do the renovating for profit and kind of move out of this high pressure, high stress, high power kind of job and into a different space, a more creative space, and a space where I think she had more control. So needless to say, I found it really interesting kind of speaking to her, because there was this decision to be made, which one is my priority? And if I make this one a priority, then where does that take me into the future versus where does it take me into the future if I prioritize so work over life and lifestyle and what we're doing in. I guess the one kind of piece of advice I have on this, is nothing changes if nothing changes. And I don't know whose quote that is. It's definitely not mine. But we can never expect our outcome to be different if we continue to do the same things. So it is scary to make changes, and it is challenging to prioritize different things and to step into a different field, but I think change is exciting. So right now I am traveling. I apologize. I do have little people all in the background, but right now I am traveling around Canada, and we've been on the road for basically almost 60 days. And I'm about to head back to Melbourne to run the Developers Weekend Intensive. And next week we have a 3-day Renovate for Profit free workshop. So if you are interested in that, make sure you sign up. I'll prompt you at the end as well if you want to. But I guess the thing I was, you know, reflecting on is what an amazing opportunity. So we've got a break in our projects. We've got 6 months in between the last project we were building and the project, which is the winery, oh my goodness, that kicks off in January. And during this time, we've decided to go travel as a family, homeschool the kids because we're so good at that, and really kind of connect and spend this time exploring our relationships. We're currently spending a month living with my bestie in Quebec in Canada, and loving kind of living a different lifestyle. I mean, our home and our life and our life, you know, the way we live and where we live and our you know, overall our home is in Melbourne. But what we have learned during this trip is we love the west coast of America around Oregon. That coastline is amazing. The lifestyle and the what that offers in terms of outdoors and a sense of place for us when we were there was really interesting as well. So then how do we build that into, and how do we redesign our life again to try and add these things and these points of connections? I think, you know, everyone says that it goes really quickly, but the kids are young for such a short amount of time. And I find that this is one of those points of times where you're trying to achieve so much. You've got kids, you've got career, you're trying to build wealth, and you're trying to find something you're passionate about. So we've started exploring, you know, looking at, because we can't help ourselves, we've been looking at properties all up and down this coastline. And one of these properties was pretty amazing. It had the most stunning view. And so we went and checked it out, and it was situated on the edge of a cliff, but the cliff had actually eroded underneath this home. And to be honest, I don't think it's going to be there in 5 years. It was so dangerous. I was so afraid. You know, it was when we kind of looked at it side angled, you could see that like there was nothing holding it up basically. But it's so interesting to explore. You know, I feel like I'm in such a fortunate position where I love work, I love building, I love helping people build. I'm so proud of all the builders and developers and what they're achieving. But time and time again, I kind of come back to this point of, well, we did have to make a big change. We did have to make these scary points. And I did invest, you know, time and money into learning. Initially, it's time. It's just, how much can I absorb? What can I learn about this process? What can I learn about how to do it right? And I think, you know, this is one of those industries, along with design and business, that you always have to be learning. It's not an industry you can just sit in. So that being said, we do have a 3-day Stop Dreaming, Renovate for Profit event next week, where we're going to go through kind of three care areas, I guess. So the first one is what skills and why you might be really well placed to do this and how you could transfer into it. The second one kind of looks at what is actually the opportunity in the market. What's at play, or what are we seeing at play in the market at the moment? And the third day is about, you know, feasibilities and the 9 kind of key areas where you can really maximize your return on investment. Now, because most of our community are kind of either working or have families or have lots happening, we're generally kind of busy people, we've split it over 3 days because 3 hours in one big block is far too much. So we've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7:30 onwards for an hour. And I also just wanted to share quickly that, you know, this is a journey that's all about our developers and our builders. So this week, last week, Taylor hit the market with her project. So For the Love of Design is her, you probably find it on our Instagram as well, is her home. And she renovated a 70s kind of dark, dingy home in a leafy suburb of Melbourne, outer suburb of Melbourne. And she has done the most amazing job. And I think you can see that through the pickup and the transformation of the home. But also, you take people like Taylor, and she's gone from being, I know we spoke to Taylor last year, or she came to our developers weekend intensive, it's probably about a year ago now, maybe a little bit later, November, and she stood up and she told us, she set her intentions of what she wanted to do. And at that point in time, she had her family home, and she was like, oh, well, what I want to do is I want to, within the next year, I want to finish my first development. I want to be pregnant, and I want to have the next one on the go. Well, 3 weeks later, I think 4 weeks later maybe, she's called me and she's like, okay, I've bought the next development. That one's gone. I've actually followed up and I've got another one after that. And by the way, I'm pregnant. So her project has hit the market and it is fabulous. So I would really recommend that you check it out if you can. It's all over our Instagram and you can get links to it. She had a massive amount of groups through, which is completely unheard of in this market, to be fair. It's a trickier market, but not for the right property. And I guess this is the thing, like if you've got the right thing in the right spot and you've got people wanting that, then you've got great opportunity for it. So Taylor is amazing. She is definitely one of a kind, but I guess that's what a year's worth of difference can make. She's like, in 1 year, she's had the baby. She had the baby last week. And last month, and I'm just sharing a couple of people that come to mind, last month we had Petra hit the market as well. So everyone's talking about this doom and gloom in the market, but that is not what we are seeing. We are seeing that substandard stock or unrenovated stock or unlivable stock is, there are some good opportunities for purchasing if you know what you are doing, if you know what you are looking for, and you understand kind of the principles of renovation and feasibilities and where the opportunities are, then there is some really good buying. And Petra bought, actually next to our Rathmines project, she bought a house to renovate, and it had a very awkward floor plan. And she just sold for an amazing price. Well, her and James. So she does these projects with her partner, James. And let me tell you that it all looks rosy at the end, but geez, there was some times over last summer where it was pretty hot and she was slogging away. And this is the thing, she's put the hard yards in. James has put the hard yards in. They do such an amazing job. But what they've been able to do by doing these hard yards is build a life and a lifestyle for their family. And every project she's done, I think this is her third project, so she's just bought her fourth. Every project they've done, they're making leaps and bounds, and it's getting better and better. But the process is still kind of goes through this rise and fall of emotions, and there's still this really interesting kind of balance of what I do, what I don't do, how can I maximize this, how much do I spend to get that return on investment, how much, you know, like it's easy to spend money on building and it's easy to invest everywhere. So we have we're preparing a case study on Taylor and Petra. So if you jump on Instagram and you DM us, we will pop you on a list and we can share that with you. But we would love you, if you are interested in this game and if you're interested in learning about what renovating for profit could look like and how that could enhance your lifestyle or build a future for you or give you time or freedom or finance, then please come along to our 3-day event. It's a commitment of 3 hours in time on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Jump on Instagram, DM us if you are coming along. We love kind of seeing who's coming along, or shoot us a note. We do really enjoy that. Why you're coming along is really important to us as well. And we would love to kind of see you there and see if this does make sense for you. As I said, it's a game where you are continually learning, exploring, getting better and better and better. It's an industry which is constantly changing. Buyers' needs are changing, supply needs are changing. You know, we're coming out of this really interesting supply and trade, you know, shortage, but we are coming out of that. And so in change creates opportunity, and we are in a definite point of opportunity, and I'm really excited about what's coming in the future and how we can grow and leverage this and making the entire industry better, to be honest. So we look forward to seeing you there. There'll be a link in the show notes to how you can join up to the event. As I said, it's next Monday, so August the 22nd, 23rd and 24th, 7:30 onwards. Look forward to seeing you there. Okay, bye for now.